One night last month, my wife and I ventured out from our rented Leelanau Peninsula cottage to a gathering spot where we had heard that the fried chicken reigned supreme. Soon, we were on a first-name basis with our chatty, personable waitress, who at one point mentioned that a male acquaintance had been in the woods that very morning and stumbled into a massive cache of fresh morels. He'd collected several pounds, she said, and now he wanted to sell them, because he was out of work and could use the money. Did we want some? Well, I said, I'll certainly buy a pound, and I gave her my cell phone number. We paid the bill and headed back to our new digs down the road. At about 10 p.m., my cell phone rings. Hello, this is John. You wanted to buy some stuff? Some stuff, I ask. Yes, mushrooms. Buy the mushrooms, John says. Oh, yes, the morels, I answered. Can you meet me, he asks. Well, yes, when? Now, where are you, he says. We agree to meet 15 minutes later. So in the dark of a moonless night, I head north to a prearranged drop spot in a parking lot. Driving to the meet, I get a sense of deja vu. This is mysteriously like going to buy some pot back in college. For a second, I get a flash of recall, worrying about cops. Is there a risk of getting busted for this? I pull into the meeting spot, and it's pitch dark. No hidden cop cars, just me and the crickets. Barely a minute goes by when, at high speed, a mini SUV makes the corner. His lights pass over me. I let him see me. He sizes me up. He parks tail inward. I'm guessing he doesn't want me to see his license plate. John, a stocky man, and his girlfriend emerge from the truck. No greeting. We all know why we're here. Here it is, he says, holding out a brown paper bag crammed with morels. Oh, I only wanted 1 pound, I say, in a kind of a junior league sheepish way. Oh, that wasn't the deal, John says, a little irritated. I know trouble when I hear it. Okay, I'll take it all, and I'll figure it out later, I say, and I cough up another $20 and take the whole bag off his hands. He's back in the truck and gone before I can grab my door handle. I plunk my new stash, about 3 or 4 pounds of morels, on my passenger seat and head back into the post-sunset shoreline glow, feeling oddly exhilarated. I kick back my seat, crank the radio. Yes, this is my kind of deal. Pretty exciting for a guy about to turn 70, well beyond the zigzag roller years. My kick these days? Well, breaking out the mushroom brush, cleaning and washing and prepping these babies for a great creamed morel sauce to go on a juicy steak. With the great bottle of wine, of course.